A thankful season for turkey producers. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Most of us will be thankful for our turkey dinner, but turkey producers have something to be thankful for as well. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Now here's a turkey grow outhouse. Now, these guys here are about 17 weeks old, just about ready to go to slaughter. And this year, there are probably just a few more birds in here than there were this time a year ago, as producers are stepping up production a little bit after letting frozen stocks come down for about 3 years in a row. Agriculture Department economist Dave Harvey keeps track of the turkey industry. Right now, producers have a little something to be thankful for this season. Better prices, first of all.
Basically, for about the last year and a half, wholesale prices for turkeys have been very strong, $1.08 to $1.12 per pound for whole hen turkeys.
Which is about 4 cents a pound more than last year, and Harvey says that's a direct result of efforts to get what had been overburdening stocks a few years ago down to lower levels closer to the demand, and indeed.
All year long, stock levels for whole turkeys has been running below the previous year. So you can see that stocks are starting to get somewhat tight for turkeys, and that's why we've seen relatively strong prices.
And so for next year, analysts tell us the broiler industry may have to cut its production by over 1.5%. Now, we know beef output's going to be down 5%, but turkey producers look to maybe boost output a little bit more to about 5.8 billion pounds. That would be almost 1% more than this year's production. Now, that's a tentative early prediction. Dave Harvey says for turkey producers, what they decide actually to do for the future is going to depend on the answer to this question.
What are going to be grain prices in the future?
But for now, looking over this past year, turkey producers can at least take some time now and have a pretty happy Thanksgiving. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And turkey producers fared better than the broiler industry this year in that even though they also faced higher input costs, they at least have the price increase of turkey to help them out. Have a safe day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.